AMW. Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And our take five guest on the phone with us, Alfred Salvia, is with us this morning. Alfred, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us this morning. And Alfred, it's just an honor to have you on the phone because you have something huge coming with the Evansville Philharmonic this weekend, and that's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, it's actually, May 13th and 14th. Saturday, May 13th and Sunday, May 14th. We are presenting the great film Raiders of the Lost Ark at the Victory Theater. But the orchestra is playing the entire soundtrack from the film, the entire score. And what they've done with several films, we did this 2 years ago with Pirates of the Caribbean, and we did it last year with The Godfather, is they've stripped the music from the score, and the orchestra plays the entire score, every note of the score, live. And my task is to not only conduct the orchestra as I normally do, but coordinate it exactly with every split second on the screen.
And that is so cool. I mean, that would be just an experience that people don't want to miss. And when you're in watching this, it's almost like you're in the action, isn't it?
It is. And, we talk about trying to achieve the right balance between the orchestra playing and is this a concert that happens to be a movie or is a movie that has live orchestra, and it's really it's somewhere in between, but it is a very immersive experience, and especially when you have a score like this by John Williams, who is arguably the greatest living film composer, and an iconic score with all the whole Raiders series of films and the Raiders March that goes through all of them.
What is your favorite particular part of this production that we're going to see next weekend?
Well, probably musically, actually, the end credits, and often the composer leaves the very best for the end credits, and that's where you hear the full blown march. But that film, just such a great film, so many wonderful moments. Him, running away from the rolling stone. The snakes that he's escaping, and he hated snakes. Yeah, the famous scene where. He's confronted and having to take out the one guy and figure out how he's going to use his whip, and then he just shrugs his shoulders and takes out his gun, which apparently was improvised on the spot. The whole film just has such a great feel to it, and the music is just such a part of it. If you take music away from any film, the film is going to be not even half as strong as it is. But in the case of a film like Raiders, I mean, it really makes the movie.
Wow. And, you talk about composer John Williams. He's certainly one of the best. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. And as far as orchestral writing, he is the best. I mean, and he almost single-handedly brought back the whole tradition that was sort of established many, many years ago by composers like Eric Korngold with the old Errol Flynn films. Robin Hood and Escape Me Never and all those. That's really what these films are a throwback to, and for many decades we didn't have that kind of thing. And then it was starting with John Williams that all began again. And this is one of the earlier ones in that genre. So it's a great chance for people to see a film that they loved and want to hear in a very different way, or to bring your kids who may not have ever seen the film and experience it with the full orchestra, the Victory.
I can't think of a better way to introduce them to it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Take your mom on the Sunday, because the Sunday, May 14th, is Mother's Day. Can't think of a better present. That's at 2 o'clock, and then Sunday is at 7 o'clock on the 13th.
Either show. What type of challenges did you have to tackle when doing something like this versus just a regular orchestra?
Oh, it's a huge challenge. I'm going to spend many hours with. They send you a video that doesn't just have the movie on it, and it does have the music on it. Of course, when we do it live, what I have in front of me I have a monitor in front of me does not have the music, but it has streamers in green that warn you it's time to start. Red means it's the end of the segment. but it gives clicks like 1, 2, 3, which either I can watch visually or I can have a click track in my ear to give me the exact tempo. Every measure of music has a flashing little light on the screen. I mean, my eyes are glued to this, not only the score, but the screen that I'm looking at, not the screen that the audience is looking at. And it's interesting, too, because people who sit in the balcony can actually have a glimpse of my monitor, and a lot of people are fascinated by that. But that's the sort of thing that most conductors don't do every day. It's what film conductors and composers do as they're... As John Williams is putting the soundtrack down, this is prepared in a similar way. Somebody in production does all that, and essentially I'm reconstructing what he did when he laid down the soundtrack and doing it live in the concert. And we don't have another take like they can in the recording studio.
Right,
so
right.
It's a real challenge. It adds another whole dimension to it. So that's basically what I'm going to be doing most of the time between now and then is getting that all worked out.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. I tell you, if you're listening this morning, you got to get there. Before we let you go, we want to give how they get a hold of tickets and where the performances are once again.
Well, probably the easiest way is the website, EvansvilleFilharmonic.org. You can order your tickets online. Starting at 9 o'clock Central Time, because I know you guys are in Eastern Time, starting at 9 o'clock Central Time, you can call the Evansville Philharmonic box office. That's 812-425-5050. So starting at 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock Central Time, you can call the box office. You can get tickets day of, but I would suggest these shows are very popular. Pirates of the Caribbean was very close to sell out. And I think this will be too. So, you have a choice of still very, very good seats right now. So I would go online and you can look at the chart and choose your seats or call in.
This is my type of show. Well, again, Alfred, thank you so much for taking time to tell our listeners about what you've got going next weekend, May 13th and 14th, Victory Theater in Evansville. You don't want to miss this show.
And
go ahead.
Anyone in their 20s and 30s can go to the website joinclub2030 and purchase a two-ticket maximum for just $25 each online only. So that's the best price you're going to find for this. And children's ticket prices are also $25.
What a deal. Again,
Okay. Looking
forward to it. Again, so great to talk with you. I know you put a lot of work into this, and we look forward to the show next weekend.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.